Jesus said that when you pray, you shouldn't be like the Pharisees, who were hypocrites and did things to please people, to show off. He said they intentionally prayed in public places, like on street corners or in the synagogue out loud, to be seen by men for recognition and esteem. Jesus encouraged his followers then, and to you now, reading this book, that when you read the Bible and pray, withdraw to a room in your house or a quiet place of solitude. He said that what the Father hears from you in secret, he'll reward openly. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Don't seek public approval. Seek God's approval. There's a warning here that should be understood. Churches can have prayer meetings, but the following should be taught to the people who attend the prayer meeting. If every time you pray in public, you pray to be heard, and you pray to be congratulated, and if you pray in such a manner that you want other people to commend you and come and give you feedback on your prayer, you shouldn't be attending such prayer meetings. You have become like the Pharisees that Jesus was talking about, praying in public so they feed their ego off the recognition. Sadly, Matthew found in his life that he couldn't pray in public either anymore, because it led him down a path of praying boasting prayers. You shouldn't do that. Another thing you shouldn't do, as a believer, is praying mechanical, repetitive prayers, like out of a book or script. I'm not talking about continuing to pray for an important need that has not been answered yet, but a written prayer that you read and recite nearly every time you pray. In the Gospels, during the time Jesus had with his disciples, Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer as a model for how to structure prayer. He also mentioned not to pray vain repetitions. If you're a person who likes the Lord's Prayer, find a different way of praying it each time. Let it be a model or template for your prayers, because God doesn't appreciate people reciting mere words repeatedly and not from the heart. Your prayer should be personal, not like a robot. If you were God, would you pay attention to someone who merely approaches you from some script and not out of a relationship? Please understand that, as quoted earlier, Jesus said, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him." Pray to God from your heart, as you would talk to a person. Many people don't understand that Jesus and the Father already know your needs, and it really depends on their sovereign will how they will answer your requests. Sometimes you ask for things that God will not grant because He knows they are not good for you. If you have the gift of tongues, using it when you pray can be very effective, because the Holy Spirit will help you by praying through you in ways that will be answered. Fasting can also be a powerful way to deny your flesh and pray with more spiritual power. Jesus instructed not to go bragging to people that you're on a fast, but it's okay to share that in certain circumstances. Jesus is very much against hypocrisy, so praying out loud in public to get attention is not wise. If you find yourself praying in order to impress the others, maybe you should just pray privately until you gain the maturity to know the difference. In Acts chapter 14, verse 23, it says that when they appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they believed. The early church used prayer with fasting, and it has been proven over many years that fasting accelerates and influences prayer and its effectiveness. To develop a good prayer life, one helpful way is to have a two-way conversation with God. Matthew's book, How to Hear God's Voice, Keys to Conversational Two-Way Prayer, teaches you how to do this. In his personal life, Matthew rarely prays traditional one-way prayers. Instead, he talks back and forth, asks questions, and has actual conversations with Jesus